Welcome back, and welcome to Red News, Blue News, my weekly look at how partisan media outlets spin the news you read and hear and see. This week I'm going to try to unspin Hobby Lobby. Let's set the scene Monday morning at the Supreme Court.
There are demonstrators who support the contraception mandate and the Affordable Care Act. They say that companies should be required to provide comprehensive health care coverage of birth control for its employees. And then you have the demonstrators here behind me who say religious liberty rights should trump that.
Just a few minutes after that, the Supreme Court ruled that closely held companies like Hobby Lobby can't be required to pay for all contraception if they claim it violates their religious liberty. Let's look at the blue news about this first. On MSNBC, the mood afterward was grim.
The context of this is an all-out assault on access to contraception and to other reproductive health care services.
So doesn't this just put the government between you and your doctor, if you're a woman? And isn't this just a huge issue of discrimination?
Watching all this coverage, you probably would have missed a crucial piece of context. A Hobby Lobby was not resisting a government mandate to pay for condoms or the pill. It was objecting to only a few contraceptive drugs and devices, 4 out of 20 total, the ones that they say are tantamount to abortion. That's why some red news outlets were mocking blue reactions to the ruling. Here's D. Roy Murdoch of National Review listing all the forms of birth control that Hobby Lobby does cover before writing this. Liberals are living in a cartoon of their own making. Some of the concern from the left, of course, is about future, broader rulings that could further roll back access to health care. On the right, meantime, there was a focus on one thing, one word, abortion.
The Obama administration wants all corporations to fund things like the morning after pill, which many religious Americans believe is an abortion-inducing medication. Anyway, the very disturbing part of the Supreme Court's opinion is that the four liberal justices apparently believe that American taxpayers should fund abortions.
When O'Reilly says abortions, what he's talking about is the medication known as Plan B, the morning after pill. Frankly, these are issues best left to scientists, not cable news pontificators. And I wish the coverage had given as much weight to the science behind Plan B as it did to the religious objections. Now, I can't conclude this Red News, Blue News without a little sex ed. Let me show you a Rush Limbaugh soundbite from Wednesday afternoon. He apparently is still bothered by the 2011 contraception mandate.
Pregnancy is something that you have to do to cause. It doesn't just happen to you while you're walking down the street, except in the case of sexual abuse. But in a normal, everyday flow of events, pregnancy requires action that has consequences. And yet we treat it as a great imposition that women need to be protected from. It's a sickness, it's a disease, it's whatever, and there's got to be a pill for it. And yet they wouldn't have the problem if they didn't do a certain thing.
If they didn't do a certain thing. Rush, the word you're tiptoeing around is sex, S-E-X. And it takes two, buddy. It's not a they thing, it's a we thing. I know I'm new to the broadcasting business, Rush, and I know you're a pro, but I just think you should tread lightly here. Yes, Americans are divided about abortion, but they're not divided about sex. I can't think of any bigger audience turnoff than sounding anti-sex. So now that I'm turning a little red here, we'll end Red News, Blue News there.